Possible kafar. So the liar, which is disbeliever, is obedient liar. Oh no. Kazebon kafar. Kafar is adjective of kazeb. No, no. Kazebon kafar. No, no, no. Kazebon is kafar. Yes, liar, which is disobedient. Who are these?
Miss Mimale,
can you say what are the main components or important components in this or keywords in this verse?
In khalis, yes, wali or awliya.
Allah.
Allah. Oh, closer.
Yeah, como. Zulfa, it means closer. And we have to. They are synonyms, but they have different. Let me. Here it says that Zulfa. هو مرتبتون عالیتون من القرب. The highest point of getting close. His highest point. Highest. But Leo Gardino, Karaba can have different levels. Yes, you get closer, 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 and then the highest point is called Zulfa. So they are seeking the highest point. In position or in adjectives or characteristics. In Allah yahkumu, it is hukm. Yakhtalifun, in Allah, la yahdi, and these two. Really, what is it? اتخذوا من دون الله اولیاء. It is turned to muhkam here by defining. In this verse we can say, okay, who is kazebun kafar? The one who choose beside God some guardians. It means that, so he says that I am choosing the one beside Allah because I want to get close to Allah. But the verse states that he is a liar. So he is not choosing someone beside Allah as a reason of. No, he's lying because the Prophet says, "Ala lillahi dinul khalis." Okay, you have to obey only the God. They say that, okay, we know how to get close to God. We choose someone others. We cannot get close to God direct. Prophet says that we can directly connect to God or get close. But they say that, okay, no, we have some awliya, have guardians, they say. Guidance, awliya, oh, wali. What? People of understanding. People, guidance or yes, support you. Guide. Would you spell it for me?
I-A-N-S E-N-S Guardians. I know, Guardians.
We put Guardians in the path,
and then the Guardians would
get us close to God. But the verse says that they are liars. Why they are liars? Because the truth is that there is no need for any guardians in the path. Or they are obeying the guardians for other reasons. Other reason than getting close. Let's say for their money-making process. They do this for money-making process. It says that it is not the truth. They get close to something else. This is the exact point in Kafir Surah. It states, La abudun wa ta'budun. They say that, okay, we have gods, we have different guardians or somehow, and we obey them. But the Prophet says that, I do not do like you, and I have only one God, or a God. We want to write some points about this verse. It states that, The first thing is that the ones who choose guardians beside God for getting closer are liars. Because they get close to what? The guardians, not the God. The second point. Orb is the result of what? Or following, or obeying. Here it states that or getting close, getting closer to the commander somehow is the result of obey. This is your statement in the previous part. You said that the descending process ends up in ascending and getting close. But we can say it here more obviously. So forward, getting close to the commander is the result of obeying. The yoga. Okay, what can you say about the yoga rabuna and Zulfa according to the meaning? Oh,
very nice.
Or more obvious, getting close God has different levels or different steps. And also,
if you say that ala lillahi ad-din al-khalis, the purification in obeying ends up in zulfa. So the more you purify yourself for the God, for the commands of God, the more you get to the closer you are to the highest point. The more you purified you are
in obeying, okay, the closer you are in obeying.
Okay. What is the relation between fortune and deen? Fortune and deen. What is the meaning of fortune? That's the process of judging. If I give you a hoch,
orders,
it is, the first meaning is orders. What is the relationship between orders and deen? Contains hoch.
Yes,
exactly. Deen contains
five. Deen contains orders, or certain orders, or God orders. It means stands for Hoj.
And I want to say that Hakim. What is Hakim? Who is Hakim? Okay, the one who knows the certain orders of God in a special case would be Hakim. What?
Source.
Yes, source of orders, hoch. Because there is a hoch and you order or command according to that hoch. So Hakim is really a wise person because in each situation he can distinguish between the God's commands and other commands. Exactly. Or hoch is according to what? The truth. In accordance between these two verses. Okay, in Allah it says yahkum bainahum fima hum fihi yakhtalifun. What is the function of hoch? It's removing the Hoch, which is indeed embedded in deen. No, deen contains orders or hoch. So, hoch is embedded. Included in deen as have the function of removing
what? Controversies.
Say that you have a problem, you have with your, partner in business.
with your partner in a business project, you get to a court and you have a controversy. You say that it is my right to do this. He says, no, he's lying. Oh, what happens when the court? What is the thing that ends the controversies? The court or the verdict? The verdict, the judge says. So we need a judge, and we need a court. So we can conclude that many of our controversies in life, many of our problems in our life is that we do not know the hook or the orders of God in that position. So referring to the book in each situation helps us to find out the relevant hook or the relevant order.
You can say that 7.
The source of controversies in our life is not knowing the God's or God orders. God orders. If you get to know more orders, what happens? No, not mixed up. Okay. You can relate board here with poetry. Understanding more orders here. Okay. Knowing more about the orders ends up in ends up in getting closer to itself. It says, "Inna Allah la yahdi." Okay, Miss Mir Malik. What can you say about hidayat or guidance? So the orders, the God orders, is a mean for its guidance. So we can write that accepting God orders leads to our guidance or puts us in the God's guidance. So these are all about Deen, but not exactly the example of Deen. The concept, the new concept mentioned according or around Deen. Here you can talk about Deen more. You can give 9 statements according to Zumar Surah in defining or in explaining Deen. But here it hasn't given a specific order till now. This was what we meant by examples and concepts. Have you found a program in the surah which can be mentioned as an example of deen? Tell me what have you found? In 5 minutes, please. Only in 5 minutes. لَا تَغْنَتُو
Okay.
Then the result, it says that it's kind of regretting. It says that antagulu nafu ya hasrati ala mafazat tofi jamullah and kutu lamina sakhirin. Because they regretting the other people, and that's why they couldn't. And this is kind of regretting, it's kind of lesson.
Thank you. According to verse 53, it says that all Ya ibadi allazina asrafu ala anfusihim la taghnatu min rahmatillah inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. You say that it is a command to the Prophet. Here we can say that it is a mistake that happens for what? For the obedient person. What is that state? Asrafu ala anfusihim. What does that mean?
No.
It is somehow wasting. Because it says that you are a humankind, you have some blessings, you have to use this blessing in the right place or right time. If you do not do this, you have wasted the blessing. It says asrafu ala anfusihim. It means that they have in their inner side, they have some talents, they have some blessings, and they do not use them in the right time and the right place. This would be the wasting of their talents. They didn't improve themselves. So the state happens here. Can you say this process of wasting is the result of what? Yes. Not having dina khalis. And not having also? What is the role of orders? Give us the right time and right place usage and the best usage of the blessing in that situation. So, if you do not have the right thought, you are wasting your lessons. It says that لا تغنتوا من رحمة الله. Here is the obedient persons are different from the ones here. Here they are كاذبون كفار. Here they are talking about the people who are obedient in some situations, but not obedient in others. But they are also abd. the verse called them apt. Still called them apt. الَّذِي أَسْرَفَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَغْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You can write that this prostitute, being in this in this situation, gives you disappoint you, because you look at your back, you say that, okay, I had these blessings, I could do this, I could do that, but I wasted all. So you get disappointed. What happened after disappointment? You ruin all your other talents and blessings that you have. Because you look at back, you see that you are you wasted all the things. And you do not plan for the future. What happens then? You ruin all the things you have. So the Prophet sayings and in our Imam sayings, we have that this disappointment from God is the biggest sin. Because disappointment leads in ruining everything. So the verse is لَا تَغْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Why? Do not disappoint from the blessings of God. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفُرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. It means that you have wasted, okay, he would compensate for you. He has the power to compensate. So one of the things that you can say that affects being purified in deen is what? So not being disappointed in any situation is one of the requirements to be purified. Another one, you can say that if you are the obeying deen, what happens? You are preventing
wasting
your blessings. So if obeying deen has the result of a prevention of your blessing. So it is the second, our newest statements about deen, according to this verse. It says, وَتَّقُوا تَقْوَى, was keeping yourself from bad things. This is تَقْوَى. What can you say from the relations between deen and تَقْوَى? It is a command. You can say that taqwa, or keeping yourself, is one of the commands in deen, of deen. In one of the examples that deen gives you is taqwa. Another thing, you can say that deen itself, because it is a program, a certain program, it keeps you in a frame. So deen would be the background, the required background for taqwa. Because in taqwa you try to keep yourself from bad things. You have to have some armor somehow. You have to be fortified. So deen is the thing that draws for you that template, that pattern, or that path to be in order to be kept. Okay, we have to move on. This was the example of what we meant by going back and forth between examples and the concepts. You can do it between any surahs you want. You can pick a single surah or from Quran and study it with other surahs. Just like what happened to Miss Arjmandi when she was reciting Zomar surah, he was transported to
She was.
Sorry, sir. Okay. For your next session, we need to talk about, to 5 minutes talk about a thing and then give you the homework. I hope you are not tired till now. Yes, you have, but... I do not have to do it. It is part of my responsibilities. But it depends wholly on you. If you write something, I would write then. Exactly. I wanted to see whether you are going to participate or not. Okay. About the thing we mentioned, conjugation, or I call it derivation. It says اشتقاق. It is our new lesson. Yes. Our topic would be derivation, or focusing on derivation in each surah. In Arabic, we have four types of derivation.
اشتقاق اصغر or صغير.
I just called them three.
كبير and اكبر.
I do not have the equivalent for them. I prefer to mention it in Arabic. It is not... No, it is not small. We cannot translate it. Okay, a small somehow derivation.
Okay, asghar or sagir focuses on conjugation. It means sarf. Sarf kardan.
We have different bab, babahai mukhtalifi in the Arabic.
Yes, different. We have different forms that each have different specification. And it is like that. You have the root as the input. Okay?
The root comes up
like abada.
It goes to a form
like abadana, nazal. To the if-al form, it would be enzal. In taf'il form, it turned out to be tanzil. In tafa'ul form, it gets tanazzul.
Yes. It has some specifications that is mentioned in your book. I have the... I want to tell you the specification of each part. Have no time. It says that if all nazar befa'il, it focuses on the subject and it is spontaneous or abrupt. This is the characteristic for FR.
So abrupt and focusing on subject.
So when in a surah the usage of FR was dominant, you can say that this surah is focusing on the subject. So you have to pay attention more to the subject. Taf'il, nazar be maf'ul. On the object,
taf'il. Focusing on the receiver or the object, and it focuses on the gradual process.
تفعل. It states that اثر پذیری مفعول با تو. تو means male or what is desire.
It means that it is not obligatory. So, when we say تذکر,
it means that the person who is receiving the zikr or receiving the points, the review, accepted by his intention. It is تو. تو is... I know. They are. But who?
They are the same. So it is on the object, and object prefers. The preference of
the object is intended. Voluntarily. Tafa'ul also, it says that the two sides are subject. It means that تقابل. It means that I am conflicting with you, and you are also conflicting with me. So the two sides are bilateral subject. Yes. It changes the meaning. The only thing is that derivation changes the meaning. You can add more points to your understanding.
اشتقاق کبیر. It is that the roots are the same, but dislocated. But dislocated letters. Like madh and ham.
They have Hamada in them, but
Mad is more. It's praising. Hamd is only for God. So it that they're specified in one manner.
In one manner, changing or dislocating letters make a specification.
Somehow, Shuk and Shirk, they put the words in contrast or conflict.
Turn it to be something else. So it has some different usages.
What? Abdan bod.
Ba'ada and abada. Abada gets closer, but ba'ada is getting farther. In اشتقاق اکبر or اکبر derivation, it says that there are some letters differ in the root. Yes, it says that tavasa. It means scuba diving, and it says kavaza or kavara. Or is also going to the deepest parts. By changing one word, it may the meaning is the same. One letter, it gets the same. But somehow, by changing other words, they can be in contrast. Again. This is what we had to talk about. Derivation. We have five. We need 5 minutes. Can we go to the class in the behind or the class over there?
Yes, I think we can. And maybe we can extend it to 11
by the next week. فعلا این صلوات بفرست. اگر به ما جا دادن میگیم اون سمت من 2 دقیقه دیگه باید درس بدم. نگفتم تکلیف چیه، الان گفتم که فقط اشتقاقی وجود دارد، حالا استفاده از این اشتقاق رو بهتون تکلیف میدم. میریم کلاس بعد.
خوشی ها
شما نمیدونم این اکنی امتیری ماشا نمیشه بد بادکار نیست. بیرون میارین از هر کلاس تصویر